Hello, listeners, and welcome to a special MacCorp podcast where we'll be interviewing Amanda Buckingham, Managing Director of Warradar Resources, ASX code WA8. And welcome, Amanda, and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here.
Look, a few things to get through with this podcast, but first and foremost, a little bit about yourself and why you joined Warradar.
Absolutely. So I joined Warradar. Actually, I started as a consultant back in 2020. Warradar brought me in to have a look at the Big Springs project, which is our Nevadan-based gold resource. And I immediately saw the potential, got to know the team, and not long later, I joined the board and then ultimately took on the role of MD a year ago. And it's been an incredible ride. So we've also now brought on an Australian project that we've been focusing on this year.
Excellent. And what are some of the sort of struggles and solutions and plans that you've encountered so far?
Yeah, no, good question. So I suppose the initial struggle for us was that we had a superb project, but only one. We had a gold project in Nevada. And it was covered in snow for, about 5 months of the year. So very early on, the board made a strategic decision to bring on an Australian project. Now, we wanted one where we could see a clear line of sight to progression. We needed a project that for some reason, hadn't, evolved as much as it could be. So we took on this project in the Murchison called the Golden Range and Fields Fine Projects in February this year. Now, the upside for us is the fact that there's really been no deep drilling at all. And our project sits surrounded by operating mines and fairly advanced exploration projects. So for me, when I'm assessing projects, I always need, it needs to be an uncomplicated proposition. And that is certainly what we've got here. We have an existing gold resource of just under 1 million ounces in Australia. And this year we've already extended 5 of the deposits. So yeah, it's a clear value add proposition.
And already got good potential, obviously. And I believe it's already got a plant and camp in place as well.
It does. So it was an operating mine until the middle of 2019, but the plant was only configured for very soft rock, so oxide gold. And as a result, the previous explorers didn't really have any interest in the deep fresh rock gold. And so we've got this superb camp, an existing mill, even an incredible haul road that runs up the middle of the projects. And our team, they all live and breathe on site. In fact, I'm halfway to Perth at the moment, and I've got another geo coming down. We're all heading to Diggers and Dealers tomorrow.
Excellent.
But the point being, yeah, very well set up.
Just while we're on that, so obviously you're heading to Diggers, as you just said. So listeners, anyone, any investors or anyone heading to Diggers this week, go and see Amanda and her team and have a chat with her with more questions outside of this podcast.
And thanks, David. Absolutely. We welcome all, existing shareholders, new investors, or just people interested in what we're doing. There's actually 4 of us who are going to be at the booth and at Diggers. So please
Fantastic.
Come along and talk to us.
Now, on your people, let's talk a little bit about the board and the experience that the board brings to the company and yourself.
Great board, a diverse board, a nice wide range of skills. So our chairman is Mark Connolly, and he came on at the end of last year. Now, Mark has an extensive resource industry experience, track record.
Sorry to interrupt, but just highlighting that he's recently done West Africa Resources, code WAF. So well known, and as you say, he's got the experience and brought gold projects into production recently.
He has. And not only that, he's very hands-on. I speak to him weekly. He's a great person to work with and deal with. And he's a solutions man. And our board is like that. I've got Dr. Diemen Chen as well and Min Yang Wang. The 4 of us get along well. We've got different backgrounds. but we're all working together to really push Warradar along. So I love the board, and more importantly, I love the team that I've built. It's a superb team, and we actually look forward to working together, you know, over the next few years and really, really pulling this off.
Well, you and I have discussed this sort of outside of this podcast, how important people are within the company. And yeah, you're already highlighting that here. You know, people make the company, and you know, where there's potential, if you've got a good team, you can, you know, certainly make the most of the potential within the project and the company.
So true, Steve. And you're right, we have. And it's a key point of mine. Like, life's too short to work with people that don't contribute to the team. Like, we have a superb operations and exploration team now, and we actually like working together, and everyone's really dedicated, focused, and incentivized to make this work. So I'm even the week ahead at Diggers, it'll be a great week, a bit of bonding, a lot of networking.
I can feel your passion. I think, you know, that's an important ingredient, that you believe and enjoy what you do. Because we work most of our life. So if you enjoy what you do, it's not really a job. You know, you're enjoying what you do and getting paid for it, and hopefully everyone gets rewarded.
Absolutely. That's just so true. And the targets that we have, like, apart from the gold story, we've got a parallel copper or base metal story. And that is the aspect of these projects that I'm seriously excited about. We plan to drill these copper targets this quarter. It's only been now that we've got all the permissions in place and we've collected all the appropriate data. So it's going to be a really exciting time for us, this upcoming drilling program.
Well, as you mentioned, you've already done a lot, you know, since you recently took the acquisition over, and obviously a busy sort of 6 to 12 months coming up as well. What's your sort of plans on that?
No, that's very true. So since February, when we took over the projects, we have drilled about 26,000 metres, and we've extended 5 of our deposits in terms of the gold story. So looking forward, we're going to progress several of these deposits. We're drilling to find mineable ounces. You know, we've got a line of sight to getting these gold deposits into development and production. And then in parallel, we will be drilling these copper targets this quarter. And that's an incredibly exciting time for us.
Bonus having copper, finding copper, because that's certainly going to be the commodity in demand over the next sort of 5 to 10 years.
Absolutely, Steve. And let's not forget, right next door to us, like literally 3 kilometres from our camp, is Golden Grove, WA's best copper mine. Excellent. So even in terms of processing pathway, like we've got copper being processed right next door. It's a superb location.
Very promising. Now, a little bit about your current shareholders or register.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we have a very solid, supportive register. We've got Acorn Capital on the register, Tribeca. Argonaut is a strong supporter and has a strong position. And we've also got 3 of the main drilling companies on the register. So
that says a lot too.
It actually does. And a lot of the drillers from years back worked in this area and sort of said, why was this project that we have now never developed fully? And we've said, well, we've got it now, and we plan to actually develop these projects and really, you know, find more gold and copper.
And I see most of those names you mentioned have been on your register, you know, for several years already. So you got loyalty there too.
We do. And you can never promise a certain amount of gold or copper. But what I've said, and I'll stick by it, we believe we've got good resources on our ground, and we will do everything possible to explore, you know, in the most cost-effective and optimized way. If it's there, we will find it. And I look forward to really showing some good results throughout the second half of this year and into next year.
Well, I was going to sort of ask you about your growth strategy, but you've sort of already touched on that as far as, you know, further drilling and the hope with the copper. Did you want to add to that?
Yeah, I guess it's pretty simple. I always like to keep things simple. Our strategy at the moment is to uncover more mineable ounces of gold at our key gold resources and to drill into these base metal copper targets. Now, there's a balance. So it's probably 70% of our funds and resources go towards the gold and then 30% towards base metals. But we've done the work this year. Like with copper targets, you've got to collect the appropriate data. You've got to model the data well and then get the permissions to drill. And we are finally at that stage where there are no hurdles in terms of us actually getting the drill rig on site and starting to drill. And so in terms of where we're headed, yes, progress the gold story. But at the same time, I mean, if we make a copper hit, it's a company maker for us.
That's a changer, game changer.
Exactly.
No, fantastic. Very exciting. And I'll be watching your story evolve very closely. And what about finance, Amanda?
Well, we're comfortable, Steve. So 5.7 mil was our quarterly cash balance. So we are spending money carefully, but we're not sitting stagnant. Like if you look at what we've done this year, we've drilled an incredible number of meters and had really good results. And we plan to continue with that strategy. We will keep drilling, keep spending money in the ground, and we're comfortable with where we sit now.
Well, your last two quarterlies significantly show that. With you spent nearly $8 million on the projects and only close to around $1 million on staff admin. So it shows where you're focused, and that's a very positive sign.
Yeah, I'm a big believer of money in the ground. I mean, everyone, we have the tools that we need, but we don't sit around. We spend the money in the ground.
Excellent. And last sort of question, why should investors consider Warrawoona Resources? I mean, you've already highlighted some obviously key points during this podcast, but how would you end on that?
Yeah, look, I'd say there's a few key points. The team is critical. If you don't have a good team, you're not going to deliver regardless of what you have. So we have the team, but we've got the projects, and there's a clear reason why our Australian projects have been underexplored. And we're sitting in a superb mining district, tier one jurisdictions. It ticks all the boxes, our WA projects.
I think and you're reading my mind, Amanda. I was just going to say you're in a great jurisdiction.
Yeah. Oh, we are. And also one of those slightly unknown, like the Murchison, it's incredibly well endowed, but we're not Eastern Goldfields, we're not out near Cal, but if you look at who sits around us, we've got Silver Lake, Deflector and Rothsay, we've got Remelius, Mount Magnet just up the road, and Capricorn Metals is just to our south. And let's not forget, I've already mentioned this, but Golden Grove is right next door. So there are successful mining companies operating in our province, and we hold an incredible land package. Yes.
And I'd also like to add, someone said to me recently in regards to looking at evaluation of companies is, when they've got a million ounces of resource, it should equate to somewhere around 100 mil as to the value. Obviously, you had a little bit of a gain this week, but you're still sitting only around the 38 million mark. So lots
exactly,
of opportunity
exactly.
There as well.
I'd say a lot of opportunity. And I'm really going to put, I think we're a little unknown still, which I guess works for new investors. But, I've now got a superb team on site, and I'm going to focus a lot more on getting our story out there and a lot more of the marketing, which I enjoy doing. We've got a great story, and I need to let people know.
Exactly. No, people, investors like to hear the story, and I think you tell it well. And look, as we mentioned earlier, Amanda will be at Diggers this week. So any investors heading that way, please go and see Amanda at Warrawoona Resources with any further questions that you might have. And really appreciate your time today, Amanda. Great story, and look forward to following you more closely.
Thanks, Steve. It's been great chatting to you today, and I look forward to doing it again.
Excellent. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.